This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live, launching into the third hour of the program. You dial in toll free to join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian
and Chris.
And Vincent.
And don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. We got features. They are free, including our forum. You can go to forum.freetalklive.com and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners there. That's forum.freetalklive.com. We're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts. But coming up, Chris, you're going to be telling us about the Internet Archive is currently under fire by some government.
Yeah, the EU is claiming that the Internet Archive is... got lots of terrorist content.
We'll get into it, but first, we got Bad Slave, I think. It looks like he's muted his mic. Oh, there he is. Okay, good. Bad Slave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Ah, perfect timing. I wanted to talk first a little bit. Cashless money is... That's just the creation of an avenue for the state to track every frigging transaction.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. But that's what it, that's why I was so surprised by what Vincent's story was saying, is that because the conspiracy theorists for decades, I mean, I can remember Alex Jones back in the late 90s saying that everything was going to go cashless. And here we are 20 years later. It hasn't happened yet. The conspiracy theories have been touting this for a long time. But the reality is, it seems like the opposite is true, where now you've got governments passing laws forcing businesses to accept cash.
I wouldn't say it's a major trend, right? The rest of the article went into it, but it's these city governments that were passing it.
I thought there was a state, Massachusetts, and a couple other states.
Well, Massachusetts, that was a 40-year-old law.
Yeah, but so, didn't they say there were at least one or two other states that were?
Well, we're talking about. I'm saying like the first city to. Yeah. It was first cities, right? Yeah. Because you know the city politicians, councilors have to rely on low-income voters for the most part.
Okay.
So it's like I'd say like just based on that article and trends, it's like the cities. You know, we're going to have that resistance to it. Just you know to prop themselves up with support of low income.
To pander to voters.
But overall, like, you know, the major governments, like the state government, the federal government, everything, they're in bed with the bankers.
Right.
So I think it's just a matter of time until it's world over like Scandinavia.
So despite the pushback, you're saying eventually the feds are going to cram this down.
Absolutely.
States.
The feds working for the banks.
The banks particularly, I think, are a big influence behind this.
The trouble is that that it's more complicated. It's more expensive. There should have never been tolerance, you know, for credit card transactions to be cheaper. They should have always been more expensive because they are more expensive.
Right. Yeah. What you're saying is, well, just to clarify, what you're saying is a credit card transaction should cost more for the customer as to disincentivize them from using the credit card.
Yes, thank you very much.
But the banks were smart about that, and they usually have agreements in place with a merchant that says, you can't charge less for cash. You cannot give a discount for cash. You must agree that the price must be what it is, and you have to take the hit.
It doesn't have to be that way. Nobody should agree with
me. I agree with you, but that's what happens. That's my understanding.
Well, you know, and to bow to that was idiotic.
And I've seen some like like gas stations. Every now and then, you'll see a gas station that offers like a 5-cent cash discount.
Yep.
And I always wonder how do they get away with
that? That's the way it should be everywhere. Right. I mean, you should be able to offer cash. And say, you know, it's costing you less money. Give me a deal. And that should never be questioned. But the thing is that, you know, just like your mobile phone is not an opportunity for you to communicate. It is an opportunity for the powers that be to get information from you.
Yeah, to track your
where you are, what you're doing. And the fact is that, you know, it's all about the the non-transparent state we're dealing with that has Assange being collected and thrown in, you know, a cage because he's an idiot. What are you smiling about?
Someone subscribed, or her username was Boba Fetish. I'm sorry, I'm listening.
Well,
the ship's already sailed, Bad Slave. I mean, everybody except for probably even the most poor people have these things. Cell phones are ubiquitous. They are everywhere, at least in the United States. And it's not just in the United States. Whenever I've gone to Mexico, they're all over the place down there, and the people there are definitely not as wealthy as here in the U.S. So, I mean, they're so affordable. Even in Africa, there's a large amount of mobile phones, not necessarily smartphones, but mobile phones are very ubiquitous.
Oh, homeless in this country have smartphones.
My solution for that is that I've got a flip phone. I've got a stupid flip phone.
They still know where you are. Yeah.
And I've got a smart device that all I use is on Wi-Fi.
Not only do they know where you are, but they can listen to every single phone call that you make and read every text message.
Not if I pull the battery out.
Well, then you're not making a phone call. But thank you, Bad Slave, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In fact, we can talk about calls coming up here in a little bit with the FCC story about them fining robocallers $208 million, but only collecting $6,700, almost $6,800. Not a lot. But first, the Internet Archive. For listeners who do not know, you can go. This is one of the greatest features on the Internet. Hands down, wouldn't you say this is really useful?
It's extremely useful at times.
Historic. It's a historical archive that goes back to the 1990s. I'm not sure what year they started.
I think as far back as 1996, if I'm not mistaken.
That sounds about right.
But it's not for everything. It's just some sites.
Almost everything. I mean, every site I've ever had.
I think they have more content from 1998 and onwards.
Okay.
But I think there are a few sites they have from like as far back as 1996.
You go to archive.org, and then at the very top of the page, there's the Wayback Machine. You put in whatever URL. You want to do a little nostalgia trip back into the past, what it looked like in 1999 or whatever. All you got to do is remember the URL, and you just type in the website, and it shows you a list of snapshots that the archive took of the site. So they've got a web crawler that goes through the Internet, and it downloads pages. Now, it usually doesn't save the media on those pages in a lot of cases. Maybe some pictures, but it's not real complete. It's not like a complete archive. It's like the text. And they do have a media archive that's, I think, separate from their normal archive. But it's better now than it's ever been. And they are now being targeted by the EU. What's going on?
Yeah, so this is a story from TechDirt, and it's basically a story about the Internet Archive. So the headline is EU tells Internet Archive that much of its site is terrorist content. So, let's see, where does it begin? So the Internet Archive has issued a minor correction. It's the original story, noting that it was not actually Europol who sent the demand, but rather the French Internal Referral Unit using the... It's still basically the government.
The French Internal Referral Unit.
Using the Europol system so that it looked like it was coming from Europol. Here is their update, whatever. So that's, basically it doesn't change the story. None of the changes, much else with the details of the original story, which remains below. So we've been trying to explain in the past few months just how absolutely insane the new EU terrorist content regulation will be for the Internet.
Another one? Hold on. Yep. So we've already talked about the EU, it's GDPR, which basically forced every website in the world to put a stupid cookie acceptance notice on every time you visit the damn website.
Oh, it did far more than that.
Yeah. And then there's also this, Article 13 that's going to essentially restrict... Yeah, it got passed.
It's called the link tax, and it's also known because these are basically going to charge Google, like Google News and websites, to if you link to any kind of news stories.
Oh, I thought Article 13. I was thinking of the one that makes it so Twitch and YouTube are liable for their users' content.
Too, I believe.
Both in the same thing?
Yeah.
So now there's a terrorist law that they're they're putting into effect over there?
Yes.
We're going to find out more about it coming up here in moments. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. It's the end of, you know, internet freedoms. It just keeps getting worse out there with, you know, the EU, with the UK, with Australia, cracking down,
even
of course,
in
China.
The United States, we've got the porn law.
There's more coming up here. Your calls and thoughts welcome. This is Free Talk Live.
Would you like to hang out with Penn Jillette? He's keynoting Freedom Fest this year. I, for one, am thrilled. Freedom Fest is the largest liberty-oriented gathering in the world. They take a big tent approach with libertarians, conservatives, liberals, anarchists, capitalists, and just open-minded people mingling together to hear real debates, share real solutions, and converse freely. This year's theme is the Wild West, a time of liberty and opportunity, or a time of anarchy and violence. Maybe both. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and get your tickets now. freedomfest.com/FTL. Not convinced yet? Hey, I understand. It's a high-end event. Even with coupon code FTLEB. Sure, you're likely to receive investment advice that'll make that sum seem paltry, but I have something special for you. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and you'll get the 5 best speeches from last year for free. Call it a test drive. Do yourself a favor and go to freedomfest.com/FTL. freedomfest.com/FTL. Use coupon code FTLEB for a discount.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Go to themorganreport.com and receive updates and insights you will not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. Themorganreport.com. Themorganreport.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You dial in toll free. Bring up whatever you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Talking about the Internet Archive being targeted by the EU. Apparently some new terrorism information terrorism law, we're going to get into it here, has been passed, and they're now saying...
No, not passed. It's going to be next week.
So they're going to likely pass it then.
Yeah.
Okay. And we're going to get into a little bit more about that. Plus, you're welcome to call and share your thoughts. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. And also want to make sure you know about Twitch. We are on Twitch. It is one of our video streaming services over at twitch.lrn.fm. We've been working towards a goal of getting to the Twitch partner status. However, it is not an easy road. We have to hit 75 concurrent viewers on Twitch at one time. Actually, not one time, but over an entire month, the average basically has to be 75. So that means we're probably going to have to get more than 75 on many streams in order to make sure the average is at that. So if you want to help us, go to twitch.lrn.fm and hit the follow button. And then, if you could, leave your viewing window open. That way we're always there on your computer when you're there if you want to watch or listen to what we're doing. Because, again, we put more than just Free Talk Live on our Twitch channel. There's also Call to Freedom. There's also Questioning Authority, which is Vincent's show. And, Chris, you make an appearance on Call to Freedom on Tuesdays.
I do.
So head on over to twitch.lrn.fm. Or you can also now follow us on DLive, which is the new competitor to Twitch. We're up there, too, over at DLive.lrn.fm. So feel free to give us a follow there as well. It's a new platform. It's kind of taken off over the last few days because PewDiePie got poached. DLive, I don't know what they paid him, but they got the number one YouTube guy, the number one YouTube channel, to make the flip. Now, he hasn't shut down his YouTube, but he has said that he's going to exclusively live stream on the DLive platform. So over the next couple of days, there's going to be a lot of his fans are going to be coming into the site. So since we're there already, you know, maybe we're going to pick up some new viewers, and I think we already have. There's a bunch of new people who found us on DLive. So thanks to everybody for watching and following us on both of those platforms, DLive.lrn.fm and Twitch.lrn.fm. All right, so, Chris, tell me more about what's going on here with this EU. What was it called? Terrorism? What? Some kind of restrictions? Internet?
The EU terrorist content regulation is what they're calling it.
Terrorist content regulation. Okay.
Yeah. So it would require the removal within 1 hour content as long as the competent authority within the EU sends notice of the content being designated as terrorist content, which from what I understand is basically any kind of government body, whether it's law enforcement, local police, anybody.
Just send a notice to a website.
Some sort of government.
The government says, we have determined this content is terrorist content. Take it down.
Yeah.
If you're asleep, sorry, you're going to get fined. You got to, respond exactly. Within an hour.
The law is set for vote in the EU Parliament just next week. And if they weren't attempting to show just how absolutely insane the law would be for the internet, multiple European agencies, we can debate if they're competent, decided to send over 500 totally bogus takedown demands to the Internet Archive just last week, claiming it was hosting terrorist propaganda content. This is why it's so dangerous to have these laws in the first place. As soon as you give the government the power to censor speech, you no longer have a free society. In the past week, the Internet Archive has received a series of email notices from Europol's European Union Internet Referral Unit, falsely identifying hundreds of URLs on archive.org as terrorist propaganda.
Wow.
At least one of these mistaken URLs was also identified as terrorist content in a separate takedown notice from the French government's l'Office Centrale de Lutte contre la...
What's he trying to say? Show Vincent. He knows how to speak French. He was born in Quebec.
L'Office Centrale de Lutte contre la Criminalité liée aux technologies de l'information et de la communication. OCLCTIC.
Is that one huge organization? That's an insanely long name for an organization.
That's how governments are, man. They have all these long names frequently the heads of these agencies have long titles, just really just unnecessarily long.
The PhD dot Esquire dot Captain, dot all those titles attached to
them. Well, not even those, but just the name of their job is really lengthy in a lot of cases.
All right, you guys want to hear...
So what did it mean? Hold on, you said it. Yeah. What did it actually mean? Do you know?
I'm going to have to see what it said again.
Okay, hold on. We got to go back.
It's some sort of police department, obviously.
Yeah. I mean, it says here the... French government's a central office of control of... Okay, so it's like... It's involving crimes, like cyber crimes.
Okay.
Like crimes involving technology or the internet.
Now, I missed a detail here, Chris.
Yeah.
How are they sending these notices out if the law hasn't passed yet?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess it was a precursor to the law being passed. I don't know.
Huh.
Somebody sent it out too early. Somebody... You know, didn't
jump the gun.
Didn't realize it hadn't passed yet. Okay. I don't know.
Well, I mean, it's the government. They figure if they send out a notice, the person's going to do it, right?
Well, the UK already does it. The London police actually has a unit that sends out illegal notices that aren't lawful to organizations demanding that they take down like piracy websites and things like that without any kind of court order or anything. And it's and they just a lot of entities they just comply.
Yep.
Because it's some government authority, even though they're not even within their jurisdiction of the UK or London or anything.
Yeah, anything that's got a government logo on it is just going to get people's obedience. They're trained for it. It's not even that. There was a news story recently about some guy, and I don't know where this was. I didn't actually read the story, who built Facebook and some other, you know, big internet company out of a bunch of money by just sending them fake invoices.
Oh, yeah, that happens all the time.
Yeah.
Lots of entities do. And you know what also is, you know what's crazy? You can also, if you have a check from a, you know, a company of some kind, you can actually charge the company, just like you can with a debit card,
mm-hmm.
You know, you can charge the company basically whatever you want, and frequently they
won't
notice.
You mean pull money from their bank account?
Yeah, you're literally pulling money from their bank account, and they won't even notice
it's crazy.
Yeah, so like you don't even have to invoice them. You can just get it. If you can get a check from them, just start charging their...
Right, because then you have their account number, you look up the rounding
number.
And
that's all it's needed. And this is why it's important when you have a checking account to actually look at your transactions. Because people can just pull money from it.
Yeah, it's happened to the Shire Free Church.
Oh, has it? Interesting.
Yeah, it's happened to us where somebody just decided they were going to pay their Toyota car payment from our checking account.
Yeah, not even with like a debit card number that they stole, just like with the check number.
Just with the checking, the account number.
Yeah, and it can be done, so keep an eye on it. Yeah, so this law is absolutely insane. So one of the things that they basically sent a notice on was the entire Project Gutenberg archive of public domain texts.
Isn't this Google's project, Gutenberg?
No, it's a very old project that it's a collection of like basically free educational material, free books, things like that,
and things that copyright has expired on.
Yeah, I believe the copyright's expired on.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if it's exclusively copyright expired copyright or if it includes other stuff, but it's certainly like it's not terrorist content or propaganda. Over 15 million freely downloadable texts basically have been. They're trying to get pulled, all because they... I don't even know what their objective is here, but it's absolutely insane. C-SPAN recordings...
being labeled as terrorists.
Yeah, this is what they're calling terrorist content. C-SPAN recordings, you know, like the television channel.
Does Archive comment in the story? Do they say, like, we're going to ignore this crap? More come up here in a moment.
Yeah, we'll talk about it. Get back to it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right. We cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
U.S. USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Since the radical left refuses to help him fight illegal immigration, President Donald Trump says he is still indeed considering releasing detained illegal immigrants to sanctuary cities in places such as House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's home district of San Francisco.
California, the governor wants to have a lot of people coming in, refugees coming in, a lot of sanctuary cities, so we'll give them to the sanctuary cities maybe to take care of if that's the way they want it, because we can only hold them under the current law for 20 days.
Pelosi calls the president's idea despicable. The Treasury Department is slapping new sanctions on companies that do business with Venezuela. In a speech in Chile, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo pointed to the trade penalties as part of the Trump administration's effort to isolate the government of Nicolas Maduro.
The Treasury Department designated four additional companies, along with nine more ships that operate in the Venezuelan oil sector, including some that transport oil to Cuba.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who builds Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground-floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. Here are our numbers. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Hop into one of those. We'll get you on the air, and you'll sound almost like you are sitting here in the studio with us. Thank you, by the way, to Jared H. He is a Free Talk Live Gold Amplifier. That means Jared is contributing $10 per month to the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is simple. You send in $5 a month. He's doing 10, but we only ask for 5. You send in $5 a month via PayPal, via credit card, via Bitcoin, BTC, and we'll give you some access to some cool perks, some cool benefits for being an amplifier, like access to the AMP chat rooms on our Discord server. There's an AMP-only Facebook group if you're still on Facebook, and there's some other perks as well, so head on over to ampamp.freetalklive.com, and please get signed up. It makes a big difference for us. It helps us reach out to more radio stations. We'll be going to the Talkers New Media Seminar in New York City in a couple of months, as we do every single year, and that's sponsored by Free Talk Live amplifiers like you. And so it helps us bring new stations on, and new stations mean new people who are hearing the ideas of liberty, many for the very first time in their lives. So if you like these ideas, if you like the things that we talk about, then please help us out at the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. As we continue, we'll take your calls and thoughts. You can bring up whatever's on your mind, and then we'll tell you more about this anti-terror, so-called anti-terror bill in the EU that is already, even though it hasn't been passed yet, being implemented by police departments.
Already being abused.
Yeah. We don't need to wait for
by
the law
government
to pass.
Agents.
We'll just do whatever we want, which is how government works. I mean, they just do whatever. They're people who, you know, are using violence and threats of violence against folks. And now they're threatening the Internet Archive. They're telling Internet Archive, if you don't take down these alleged terrorism articles, which aren't. I mean, you went through the list of them, and you know, they're basically denying it, saying these are not terrorist-related, then we're going to fine you or put you in prison. I don't know what the penalty is, but it's usually one of the other.
They're calling it terrorist propaganda here, so it's the most absurd thing.
We'll continue.
Politics is terrorist propaganda now.
Sure. Well, politics is terrorism.
Well,
sure.
That's true.
But let's go to Doug in Illinois. Doug, you're on Free Talk Live, listening via the TuneIn app.
Hello. Can you tell me in New Hampshire if you have a law where you are required to be hooked up and connected to the power grid?
It would surprise me if that existed because, you know, New Hampshire's like the woods, basically, for the most part, and there's a lot of kind of off-the-grid style people that live here. So I suspect that does not exist.
Yeah, you'd be shocked to find out, and I'm shocked to find out that we have it here in Illinois. And a lot
I'm not shocked at all. That's Illinois.
I mean, a lot of it can have to do with the power company, ComEd. They lobbied to get the law done, and we're approaching a time here in the very near future where you're going to be able to generate your own power from light and from wind in your own home and have a battery unit in your home and be able to provide day and night power to your home. And I'm a little worried that what they're trying to do to me, they're trying to maintain control. You know what I mean? Like our utility here, ComEd, what they did to me, they lobbied down at the Capitol for a $200 million bailout of their nuclear fleet. And they did the lobbying by doing a campaign contribution to everybody down there, and they got to push through, and now they want another one. I mean, for people who are, like, pretty much anti-nuclear like me, we're appalled by that. You know what I mean? For the fact that I'm in the middle of a book, a 500-page book called Midnight in Chernobyl right now. And, I mean, people need to look at what nuclear power actually can be. We have a plant down here called Byron leaking tritium into the groundwater. Now, I think that here can be we're being a libertarian where we can align with the people on the left. You know what I mean? But it really can be the people on the left in their...
Well, what is the objection in your opinion, nuclear power? I mean, is there one or more than one major objection that you have?
There are many. I mean, look, there are many. I mean, nuclear power, the majority of the time, will work properly. But when it will go wrong, it will go wrong. Look at Three Mile Island. Look at Chernobyl. Look at Fukushima.
Sure, but
this is more of a liability aspect. They should not. They should not be operating because of the liabilities. And the government has basically removed the liabilities from the nuclear power plants. So I think I think there's a point to be made here, but I don't necessarily know. That there couldn't be a safer power plant.
There absolutely can.
You know, it's a liability wouldn't be an issue.
Isn't it true that government. They've stopped the basically construction of new nuclear power facilities for decades in the United
Correct.
States?
Yeah.
Right. So that's why you don't have that's why you don't have any new developments because they're literally not allowed to build other things. If you wanted to build, I think it's called a thorium reactor. Are you familiar with this?
I am a little bit, yeah, and they're showing to not be practical either. But I mean, if you want to build a reactor in America, you have
what's
to
what's not practical
backing.
About it?
Everything that I've read, I mean, I'm not a nuclear engineer. I'm only an amateur.
Me neither.
From what I've read, they're not practical. I mean, they have their own trouble too. You cannot.
I'm sure they have. I'm sure they have their own trouble. But the big complaint. Nuclear power that I've heard is the danger of the nuclear fallout, something bad happens at the reactor.
And also, they create heat pollution, right? Because they need rivers to have access to water to cool down. The heat pollution messes around with the ecosystem down river of a plant.
We have radiation everywhere. I mean, like you're on the radio right now. Right now you have your radio being emitted from a tower, emitting a radio wave, a form of radiation. That could be a non-danger. I mean, you can be right there with it. The only thing you're going to do could probably be feel heat. But from a nuclear reactor, you get an alpha emitter, a gamma emitter, and a beta emitter. That gamma emitter can be like a unique type of thing. That can be the type of thing that can really damage your DNA. That can be why people who are around them, they end up getting leukemia. You know, I mean, when you look at, like, Byron, here they've been dumping, they hit a leak in the coolant, and they were dumping tritium into the groundwater. A lot of people didn't even know it for a long time, and they were drinking it. Now, I think that, you know, look, the government, you can't build a nuclear reactor and bring it online without the government backing. The fact that in order to bring a reactor online, it could take a decade and over $1 billion in money, and you have to have that government funding backing to be able to do it. You know, they actually do the loan.
Yeah, I think the strongest argument is basically the government removes the liability aspects, which is basically the costs. So if you remove, if you give back the liability, right, to these companies that want to build the nuclear power plants, and you remove the laws prohibiting them from doing so, I think at some point they're gonna come to conclude that there's more cost effective means of providing power. They're not in the nuclear business; they're in the power business. So. Yeah, I mean it's just a matter of changing the laws such that they're actually principled, the principled libertarian, they follow the principled libertarian stance.
I wanted to bring that up about the whole energy at home thing for the fact that I didn't even know about it until I looked under Illinois law, and then I found out that you pretty much have it all throughout the country. You have to be hooked up to the power grid.
I'm just curious. You have to also be hooked up to the septic system there.
That I don't know about, but I mean you do.
In New Hampshire, at least in Hanover, you do. A buddy of mine, like, he built his own house, and the town forced him to dump like $30,000 on getting his house connected to the sewer system.
Yeah, in Keene, they force you to get onto the city sewer system. That's definitely true. Thank you for the call, Doug. I appreciate hearing from you.
Is that even if you're in the outskirts of Keene, like somewhere not
anywhere in the city?
Anywhere. But what constitutes the city? Because it's like you have to go. You can go pretty
city
far.
Limits, whatever the city limits are.
But the city limits, don't they make up most of the?
They go into the woods.
They go to like to the next town, right? So
yeah.
if you're too far away from the sewer system, how would you connect?
Well, that's not their problem. That's your problem. That's exactly what happened with Dave. I mean, he lives in the woods. It's like Hanover's like a rural college.
If you want to live in the woods, don't live in Keene
or Hanover.
You're crazy. Because, you're going to pay way more in taxes. Anyway, thorium's interesting, and it sounded like he didn't know a whole lot about it, but the big scare with nuclear facilities is meltdowns, right?
Yeah.
Chernobyl. He brought up Chernobyl. It says here, and I've read articles about this before.
And leaks, too. That's what his main thing was.
Yeah,
leaks. Because with meltdowns, you could evacuate. With meltdowns, you could evacuate, like, the whole area. But with leaks, no one knows about it. So for, like, decades, you could be getting cancer or just other sorts of deadly radiation without even knowing about it.
I mean, no, that could be. That's the kind of thing that can be tested for, probably, too. So
there's been plenty of stuff getting leaked in Hanover from, like, some of the Dartmouth machinations. And, like, people, they either don't care or the testing gets covered up. So,
meltdowns, thorium reactors basically don't have the opportunity to melt down. It says
they work properly, yeah.
Yeah, and the reactors don't need to compress their coolants under the extreme pressures because of, the process of using thorium. Like most nuclear facilities, eliminating the risk of explosion. There's a whole lot more about thorium and why it's safer. We can continue here, but your calls and thoughts are welcome. This is Free Talk Live.
Did you know you can legally exit the U.S. federal income tax system? Well, it's true, and thousands of American nationals are doing it. The 16th Amendment and the Internal Revenue Code are legal, but only in a limited jurisdiction. This is the basis behind the voluntary nature of the income tax. Learn the exit strategy provided by Congress. Find out more by visiting WeissParis.com and watch our numerous videos. That's WeissParis.com.
Go to themorganreport.com and receive updates and insights you'll not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. themorganreport.com. themorganreport.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DV Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon top choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free to join us here in the remaining moments. We got time for you. The remaining moments, that is, of our radio show, because after this is over, we're going internet only. We used to be Twitch only. I can't say that anymore because we're also going to be on DLive. So it'll be internet only, the after show, which we like to call Freer Talk Live. So stick around for that. You can find us over at twitch.lrn.fm or dlive.lrn.fm. Ian, Chris, and Vincent in the studio here tonight. And before we go on with your calls, I wanted to just refresh myself and also continue to discuss briefly this thorium concept. Because people are afraid, a lot of folks out there are afraid of nuclear reactors. Understandably, there have been some horror stories. Despite generally apparently having a pretty good safety record as an industry, when the bad news comes, it's usually pretty scary and pretty bad. I mean, of course, a lot of people cite Chernobyl and Three Mile Island as examples of horrific examples, you know, from the past. But, you know, it begs the question, what are the alternatives to nuclear within the nuclear power? What's the alternative to uranium? Well, it's thorium. And Martin Katusa over at Forbes.com has a story about this, talking about the Fukushima disaster, which, you know, many of us remember from Japan. And it says here, the Fukushima disaster reminded us all of the dangers inherent in uranium-fueled nuclear reactors. And this was written a little while back, several years back. But they say here, back then, TEPCO continued to struggle to contain and cool the fuel rods, highlights just how energetic uranium fission reactions are and how challenging to control. So, you know, the reaction just keeps going, right? And it's so hot and they can't really get in there. They couldn't get to, you know, do anything to it. Of course, the level of energy is exactly why we use nuclear energy. It's incredibly efficient as a source of power and creates very few emissions and carries a laudable safety record to boot. The conversation, nuclear good but uranium dangerous, regularly leads to a very good question. What about thorium? Thorium sits two spots to the left of uranium on the periodic table, in the same row or series. Elements in the same series share characteristics. With uranium and thorium, the key similarity is that both can absorb neutrons and transmute into fissile elements. This means that thorium could be used to fuel nuclear reactors just like uranium. And as proponents of the underdog fuel will happily tell you, thorium is more abundant in nature than uranium, is not fissile on its own. And this is super important because it means they can stop the reaction when necessary. If something's going wrong at the reactor, they can literally shut it down and everything's fine. It doesn't overheat. It doesn't continue reacting like happens with uranium. So you end the nuclear meltdown problem. The biggest problem, the biggest objection, you end it by using thorium. It also produces waste products that are less radioactive, which is the other big objection, right? Is you've heard these for years where they'll say, this nuclear facility is shipping its, you know, waste to this facility, and then it's leaking into the, you know, the earth, and it's going to be reactive for thousands of years or whatever, right? Thorium is not, the byproduct is not as dangerous. And let's see what else. Oh, and it generates more energy per ton, so it's more efficient. It's more useful. So why, he asks, are we using uranium? Well, as you might recall, research into the mechanization of nuclear reactions was initially driven not by the desire to make energy, but by the desire to make bombs. The $2 billion Manhattan Project that produced the atomic bomb sparked a worldwide surge in nuclear research, most of it funded by governments embroiled in the Cold War. And here we come to it, he says. Thorium reactors do not produce plutonium, which is what you need to make a nuke. How ironic. The fact that thorium reactors could not produce fuel for nuclear weapons meant the better reactor fuel, thorium, got short shrift. Yet today, we would love to be able to clearly differentiate a country's nuclear reactors from its weapons program. And then he goes a little bit more into detail about thorium and uranium. I'll put a link up on the Twitter over at twitter.freetalklive.com, on our Mastodon at toot.freetalklive.com, and our Telegram at telegram.freetalklive.com. You can get into a lot more detail on the differences between uranium and thorium. But I think that for a lot of people that have objections to nuclear power, it seems to me like their objections are primarily based in the fact of meltdowns and the, you know, the byproducts. And this solves those problems.
I mean, it's a natural development. Like, you know, we have clean coal that we burn in the U.S. You know, at first it was dirty and it wasn't particularly good for the environment, but as people were able to use it and make progress and make capital, then they could use that capital to reinvest it into finding cleaner
ways.
So, like, yeah. So, you know, I mean, if something's, you know, like, not that I encourage practices that cause mass amounts of pollution, but I mean, banning it isn't always the best way. I mean, sometimes just letting the market go, it's eventually going to have a solution and get better.
This is an issue of liability, I think, and if you have to factor in the liability of a nuclear power plant, especially a more dangerous one, you would find that it's no longer cost effective. Now the question is,
but you said they waive liability for them.
The government waives liability, so they don't have to deal with the costs, basically.
Right.
And nor the if they pollute the environment, they don't have to, you know,
they don't have to pay to clean it up.
But I think the same thing would apply whether it's you're drilling for oil or you're doing nuclear. You're going to take more steps, more precautions if you have that full liability to deal with if in the event of a tragedy. And you also have the issue of insurance. No insurance company is going to insure you if you're not doing things in a way that reduces the insurance company's liability.
Right.
So, you know, I think there are solutions to these problems, and it's not necessarily that we need to ban any of them. It's just we need to
let
the free market deal with the problem.
And hold people liable for their actions, including corporations.
Exactly.
So you want to bring up whatever you want, please do. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. He's David in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
Yeah, since you're talking about my cousin, Ernest Orlando Lawrence, Manhattan Project.
Oh,
if you,
okay.
You jog the memories. You just mentioned the Manhattan Project. My cousin, I would argue, was the single most influential person in the Manhattan Project because he's the one that recommended to General Groves that General Groves hire his friend and colleague, Oppenheimer, to run the Manhattan Project.
Huh.
And then Lawrence himself went over to Oak Ridge and refined nuclear material. And I see that Oak Ridge is doing some studies on thorium that you mentioned. And since we were short on time and you mentioned that, I thought I would bring that up. And there's all kinds of, if you Google, well, here's a picture right there. If you Google Ernest Orlando Lawrence and any other keyword, and Oppenheimer, for instance, and then look at the images associated, there's all these guys, Oppenheimer, Seaborg, Teller, who else? So there's one more guy.
I'll take your word for it. Hey, yeah. Thanks anyway. For the call tonight, David. I appreciate it. So what else did we need to know, Chris, about this terrorist bill in the EU that is apparently going to result in these policing agencies targeting the Internet Archive and likely a bunch of other websites?
I mean, this is basically something that just can't even work. But here's what the Internet Archive had to say.
Oh, good.
So as the archive explains, there's simply no way that, one, the site could have complied with the terrorist content regulation had it been law last week when they received the notices, and, two, that they should have blocked all that obviously non-terrorist content. The Internet Archive has a few staff members that processes takedown notices from law enforcement who operate in the Pacific time zone. Most of the falsely identified URLs mentioned here, including the report from the French government, were sent to us in the middle of the night between midnight and 3 a.m. Pacific. And
the law says they have to remove it within an hour.
Right. And all of the reports were sent outside of business hours of the Internet Archive. The one-hour requirement essentially means that we would have to take reported URLs down automatically and do our best to review them after the fact. Meaning, basically, everything would just have to be taken down on the whim of a police or law enforcement.
It's terrifying.
And it could mean millions or an entire site, even, effectively, based on what they're saying here.
How come they don't just say, screw you, Europe, we're not based there? They're in San Francisco.
You know, it's a good question. And I don't think I don't know if they have any operations in Europe, and they might, and that's the problem. If they have any kind of connection to Europe, you know, whether it's bank accounts or people or employees or anything, you know, remote workers, you could end up finding yourself, you know, them having access to basically your bank account. And at that point, it's like game over. Even if you ignore it, and
I'd tell them to go pound sand and close down any kind of European offices.
I think they should. I think more people should, and I actually wish more websites would ban Europeans effectively, just like many of them already do, especially news sites, because of the ridiculous laws they've got there now.
All right. Hey, don't forget to check out more of Chris on his show. It's Freedom Decrypted. It's a tech show with a liberty slant.
Yes.
Over at freedomdecrypted.com. Vincent, you've got your own show, Questioning Authority. It'll come up tomorrow night at 10 p.m. Eastern on lrn.fm, shirefreemedia.com. That's your website. Stick around if you're on Twitch or DLive. We got more coming up on the Internet only.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey, guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.